latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. While Joe Hart refusing to admit if he'll be leaving City before the transfer deadline after playing against Steaua Bucharest on Wednesday night, he spoke out after a special night at the Etihad. City easing past the Romanian side into the Champions League group stage, leading 5-0 on aggregate from the first leg. Hart recalled by Pep Guardiola for the 1-0 victory. Fans have made clear their appreciation of the 29-year-old two-time title winner throughout, but the club poised though to complete the signing of Claudio Bravo from Barcelona could have been a fun farewell. While speaking after the game, Hart said, "It's a situation. We've got a top manager the club's wanted for a long time. He's going to have his opinion outside of the charade and all the rubbish that's talked. We're dealing with it like men and we're going to come up with a solution." Asked whether he could be leaving, he said, "Well, that's not for me to say. It is what it is." Well, Hart also said it was a really special night and he thanked the fans for the way that they give him a great reception on the pitch. Pep Guardiola, meanwhile, has made his preference for a ball-playing goalkeeper clear. He was pleased with Hart's performance. He said, "Joe's still a player of us. I'm happy with what he did. I know he's a legend for the club, and I know part of what the club's become. One of the reasons it is Joe. He's helped to make this team one step above, but I'm here to take decisions. I make a lot of mistakes. My decisions as a coach are sometimes good, sometimes bad, but I can't deny what I feel." As for the victory itself, from a 56-minute header from Fabian Delph, Pep Guardiola said, "We're ready for the Champions League. These players and club deserve it. It was not easy with 10 players behind the ball, but in the second half we adjusted and attacked much better. The spirit was amazing." Well, youngster Kelechi Iheanacho suffered an injury in that 1-0 win against Steaua Bucharest, but he took to Instagram after the game to confirm that his injury was nothing serious. "He's doing fine," he said. "I'm pleased to inform you all that I am okay." And finally, City are said to look for a deal to sign Dinamo Zagreb youngster Ante Koric. According to reports, the 19-year-old's a press for Dynamo since he made his debut in 2014. It's thought City are looking to try and snap up the attacking midfielder for next week's transfer deadline.